From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and today we begin the NPR Cities Project.
Hey, what do you think? By 2050, it's projected that 70% of the people around the world will live in urban places. In the United States, more than 70% of us already live in cities, big, small, or in their suburbs. In fact, this is being described as the urban century.
In the coming weeks, we're going to consider how we want to live in the urban century. From inner cities to downtowns to the edges of metro areas, we'll hear about the complexities of city life and how people are re-envisioning the urban experience. And we start today in New Orleans. NPR's Debbie Elliott is there to kick off our series. Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
And first, tell us, why New Orleans?
Well, you know, after Hurricane Katrina struck in 2005, this city really became a blank slate. And in the years that followed, there have just been all these entrepreneurs coming here to sort of think about how the city operates, how to reinvent itself. It's really become a hotbed of entrepreneurship.
And you are there to tell us about a project that's part of an effort to, as I understand it, democratize what shows up in our communities.
Right. It's a social media tool. It's called Neighborland, and it's a lot like Twitter. You go to this site, and you pick out your neighborhood, and there's a conversation going on, and you join in the conversation. The post will all start with, I want, and you fill in the blank, and you say what your idea is for your neighborhood. And one of the top ideas here is getting a streetcar line through downtown. An idea first proposed on Neighborland by Jasmine Fournier, a young healthcare worker.
We are at Dauphine and Canal Street, waiting for the streetcar, and it's on its way.
Fournier has a new house on St. Claude Avenue downtown. The city has federal funds to add a new streetcar line on the avenue, but Fournier wants to see it extended further. She thinks it will help her block feel more connected.
It's not the street. Not something that someone's driving down really fast to get through. It's a place where people are stopping. And that's how you have a neighborhood, is like people stop.
Claiborne.
Fournier likes Neighborland because it allows her to be an advocate without attending endless meetings or otherwise disrupting her busy life. And that's exactly how the site's co-founder, Candy Chang, envisioned it, a tool for those who don't have the loudest voice or the time to show up at City Hall. As we walk to a corner cafe on St. Claude, Chang describes what got her thinking about how neighbors connect.
I feel like there's more and more tools to reach out across the world, but it's still hard to reach out to your entire neighborhood.
Chang is an artist and an urban designer. Neighborland grew out of one of her public street art projects.
What if it was easier for us to say what we want, where we want it? So I made these stickers, these fill-in-the-blank stickers that say, I wish this was blank.
They look like those generic name tags that say, hello, my name is Debbie. She posted the stickers on empty storefronts around New Orleans.
People wanted a bakery, a nursery, a taco stand, a place to sit and talk. I really like how in this little small space, the responses range from like the very functional to the really poetic too. So people said, I wish this was heaven, Brad Pitt's house.
One of the most popular posts in her neighborhood, the Bywater, both on stickers and online, is, I wish this was a grocery store. Chang says the lone supermarket pre-Katrina hasn't reopened, so a Mardi Gras party store has helped fill the void, along with Mr. Okra, the local produce vendor.
I'll hear his voice.
I have the mango.
I got bananas.
I have
it's like, oh my God, Mr. Okra. And you run out like he's the ice cream man.
Mr. Okra, pastel-painted shotgun houses, and streetcars are just some of the hallmarks of New Orleans, a city still reinventing itself in the wake of Katrina. Neighborland is one of dozens of entrepreneurial endeavors that have sprung up in the recovery. To find out if local officials are paying attention, I go to City Hall, where Councilwoman Kristen Gislason-Palmer says Neighborland's timing is good.
You know, after the storm, everybody was you fight so hard for, you know, what is that sense of community and that discussion of neighborhood and planning and what's really important to you. And I think Neighborland kind of reflects that. you literally are putting your stamp on it.
But so far, only a few hundred residents are using Neighborland, and it's hard to gauge yet what impact, if any, they've had in the project's first year. The bottom-up, democratic nature of Neighborland is not an easy sell when it comes to developers, driven more by market forecasts than citizen whims. One exception is Wisnia Architecture and Development, a firm that has turned a long-abandoned office building, Saratoga, into apartments on a corner near City Hall, the public library, and a very busy bus stop. A sign on the ground floor asks, "What businesses do you want here?" and gives a number to text in answers. Wisnia architect Dan Weiner says they've received dozens of suggestions that were practical.
And have actually helped us form ideas on how these spaces can be put into commerce and make sense, not just from the developer standpoint, but from the community standpoint.
Here are some ideas I heard down at the bus stop.
I think most importantly, they needed some type of activity center down here.
Hell, maybe they should open up an arcade. They don't have any of those around anymore.
That way maybe I could go in and play a game or two while I wait for the bus.
Restaurant.
Maintenance worker Michael Ray is waiting for the Algiers Loop bus to take him home.
They can put a liquor store in there. Yeah, somewhere I can buy a cold beer. I'm here every day.
Ray likes the idea of having a say in local development, but like a significant part of New Orleans' population, he's not really engaged in social media.
I'm computer illiterate. That's some of us in the world, you know.
So you don't have a computer now. Do you have a cell phone?
Yes, I have a cell phone. I don't do texts, though.
Early on, Neighborland's users appear to be mostly white, educated, middle-class professionals. People like Jasmine Fournier, who have flocked to the city to be a part of the new entrepreneurial vibe here post-Katrina. From the front stoop of her double shotgun house on St. Claude, you can see the signs of long-term neglect on the block. Dilapidated storefronts, and a few small businesses like the payday loan shop a few doors down. Getting a new streetcar, she believes, can start to change that.
I'm here to watch the neighborhood come back and watch the tech place turn into maybe a grocery store or something that would be useful for people around here.
Jasmine Fournier hopes the St. Claude streetcar line will soon be stopping on her block. On the corner of St. Claude and Frenchman in New Orleans, Debbie Elliott for the NPR Cities Project.
As of today, Neighborland.com is open for input from more than 20 cities so that people can suggest what they want, where they live.